This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, welcome to the show. You can dial toll free to join us here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, more on Operation Choke Point. We covered it briefly the other night when a caller called in to bring up a video that, Laurel, you had made and put on your YouTube channel. Welcome back. It's been a few weeks.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Laurel Scott with us here. Also, Johnson, welcome back.
Hello.
Things have kind of been a little jumpy on Tuesday nights. We've been shifting in and out different hosts. Derek J. Freeman's coming back once a month, and Vin. So Tuesday is going to be our most varied night of co-hosts during the month. So I'm glad that you guys are here.
You mean the most interesting.
There you go. And then we can talk about these the supposed shutdown NSA phone spying program, as well as the supposed shutdown of this thing that you wanted to tell us about, Laura,
Operation
this choke point.
Yeah.
So that's all on the way. But, Johnson, there's some controversy brewing over this upcoming Marvel movie. These things, of course, have been coming out 2 to 3 every single year for the last several many more than several years. I don't even know when this trend of the Marvel movie thing started, but it's huge. I've seen maybe a couple of Marvel movies in the last decade, so by no means am I in any way following the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mark Edge, who's one of our regular co-hosts, is a huge fan. He goes and sees all of these movies in the theater. What about you, Johnson? Are you a big Marvel
fan? Yeah, I've been watching all the Marvel movies, well, at least for the main sort of plot lines, you know, like the, let me see. I mean, there's the Iron Man stuff and mm-hmm. the Captain America and Thor and the, you know, the Avengers and that whole
situation. There's been a few of those movies
each,
yeah, right?
Yeah. But apparently a lot of people want to see the new Captain Marvel movie get Thanos'd.
So. Thanos is a bad guy. That's a bad guy who's destroyed the world or something like that.
Half of every living being in the universe.
Wow.
By snapping his fingers.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So they're mad. People on the internet are mad about something?
Yeah.
Tell me it isn't. What is it now? What is it that they could possibly be so upsetting about this movie?
Especially people on 4chan. How could they ever be angry?
Okay.
So this story is from Wired. And it goes on here to say, the flood of trolling on Rotten Tomatoes started about a month ago. Weeks before the release of Captain Marvel, commenters on the site were already claiming the movie was garbage and that they had no intentions of seeing it.
Mm.
Terrible movie, hated already, wrote one. Not interested in seeing another social justice warrior propaganda film, claimed another. And finally, this movie is destined to flop. Another day, another attempt to pillory a film long before anyone in the comments threads could have even seen the movie in question. We've written this story before. Hell, we've even written this story before. But now Rotten Tomatoes is trying to do something about it.
The odds are very slim that the people who are commenting about a movie like this have received a screener. I mean, every now and then, you know, for the reviewers out there, sometimes they get sent screener copies of films, and they usually have, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these things, where there's usually some kind of a, like a stamp at the bottom with like a graphic on it, and then a timer or something like that.
If one of those screeners leaks to the pirate sites, you know, it's possible that anyone could have seen this.
Well, right, that's true. But that's where you normally see screeners is on the pirate sites. But that's why they put those things at the bottom is so they can identify each screener to see who's leaking the screener out if somebody leaks it out. So they try to put it in a way that you can't easily kind of crop over top of
exactly.
it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But then again, if one of their complaints is that it's too far to the left, that's most of the movies out there these days. So you don't actually have to see the movie to know that that's going to happen.
That. You can presume that.
That's really why I don't go to the movies anymore. Right. I don't watch this. I don't watch any of them. I haven't seen a movie in several years. They're all too far to the left. I'm done. And I think the people on 4chan who are saying all these things, they don't need to go out and troll. Just you vote with your feet. Just don't go to the movies anymore.
I don't know that the movie is going to be as bad as maybe the people are predicting it's going to be. It's possible. I mean, for sure, there have been some doozies that have come out in from Hollywood movies lately. But I think that the reason why that they are attacking it is because of some very inflammatory things that Brie Larson, the actor who plays Captain Marvel, has said. I don't have a list of those in front of me, and I'm not sure that this article is going to cover them, but I can grab some of them, after we've gone over this.
Sure.
But the article goes on to say, on Monday, the movie review site announced some changes to the way that it deals with audience scores, specifically that it will no longer show the want-to-see percentage score, the one that gets posted next to all of those reviews above, of a movie before it's released. Hmm. Why? We've found that the want-to-see percentage score is oftentimes confused with the audience score percentage number. The site staff wrote in a blog post referencing the number compiled after the movie has been released and people have theoretically seen it.
Mm-hmm.
True to their word, the company now relegates the want-to-see option to a small button below Captain Marvel's scores, which are blank since the critics' preview embargo is still in effect. And
So they have previewed the movie, but they've told critics they can't review it yet. They can't publish their reviews.
Yeah,
okay, that's what a preview embargo is.
Yeah. I guess it's a review embargo. I just misread that.
So okay.
It's a review embargo.
Right. They've got their reviews written. They're just not allowed to publish them yet, basically.
I guess technically it's a preview review. Anyway, the embargo is still in effect, and no general audiences have seen it yet. But sequestering want to see isn't all Rotten Tomatoes is doing to stop the trolls. The site is also turning off the comment function before a movie's release date. Unfortunately, the blog post noted, we've seen an uptick in non-constructive input, sometimes bordering on trolling, which we believe is a disservice to our general readership. The site, as of this writing, doesn't seem to have scrubbed the previous comments about Captain Marvel, but no new ones have gone up since Monday, so it seems the influx of hateration has stopped.
Well, why did they have a comment section before the movie was out anyway?
It's just the way the site was set up.
Yeah, it's just the way this. I mean, they, you know, that way if people wanted to generate hype for a movie, you know, potentially, especially smaller movies.
You can still talk about the trailer. You can talk about the marketing. You can talk about other things.
Okay, so they had a comment section out for people specifically to comment on the movie before it came out. So it would be based on people's feelings about what they know about the movie before it's out.
That's right.
And now they're getting upset that people are doing that.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
and, you know, what's interesting, too, is this is, you know, they're doing this based on criticisms of larger films, right, and the Hollywood blockbusters, which are going to be the ones that are going to be the most likely targets for this kind of trolling. But the ones where this kind of commenting and this kind of action, let's just say, this kind of hype, those are going to be the smaller films where it's going to be very beneficial for those, you know, independent film studios that are going to get this kind of, preview hype and, fan action that is probably extremely useful and helpful to them.
So is this not hype? Does this not get the movie in the news?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that it does.
For sure, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that this restriction is going to hurt the smaller movies.
Yeah, I think it's you know, coming about is going to hurt smaller studios and smaller films. And
presuming there's any you know, significant amount of people that actually care about the comment section on IMDb.
I think
IMDb.
There are a lot of people that actually. It's not IMDb.
It's probably.
It's Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sorry.
And I think a lot of people read Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, you look at them, there's hundreds of thousands of reviews on some of these movies.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a very large site. And I think
I like Rotten Tomatoes.
I like Rotten Tomatoes. And I don't
blame them.
I've developed my own little system because I actually look at and I compare critic reviews to the audience rating, and generally I found if the critic reviews are significantly higher than audience rating, that movie is going to be awful. And if it's the reverse, It's going to be an excellent movie because it's probably, you know, if the internet generally tends to like a movie and the critics don't, it's probably just not the most intellectually rewarding film of all time, but it's probably a really good time.
Good movie.
But if it's the opposite, then it's probably just, you know, leftist dreck.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-453. Did they make the right decision by restricting people from commenting on movies before they're released? You can share your thoughts with us. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. The Internet, some portion of it, is upset about this new Marvel movie, the Captain Marvel. Apparently it is a female comic book superhero. I've never heard of her before this movie, but then again, I'm not a big comic book fan. So have you heard of, did you follow any comic books growing up?
Oh, no.
More of like a Barbie doll kind of girl?
No.
No, not that either.
No, I watched a lot of TV.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Like you, Johnson, you were into the Marvel DC
universe? Everything.
Yeah.
TV, comic books, movies, video games.
So if you want to jump in, comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where you can go to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Free Talk Live, by the way, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is your source for everything Bitcoin-related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, help you buy Bitcoin, and even show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. So head on over to Bitcoin.com, and you can read the latest news headlines or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything that you want. We'll talk more about Captain Marvel and what exactly, because there's a Wired story about this. That's how much attention this situation has gotten. Johnson, you'll continue that. But first, David is in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Laurel and Johnson.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Do you guys remember the Ed and Elaine Brown standoff, obviously?
Yeah, well, I do, but our audience may not. Ed and Elaine Brown were people who had not paid the income tax for a number of years, and the federal government targeted them as a result of that. For basically stealing their home and locking them up in a prison cell. They kind of held off the feds for about 6 months or so at their house, basically holding up in their house and threatening that they had planted bombs among their property and mined the property and that kind of thing. So it was a very interesting situation that, of course, sadly ended. Thankfully, nobody died in this case, but they did get arrested ultimately and put in a prison cell, likely for the rest of their lives, both Ed and Elaine Brown. She was a veterinarian, I think. Or no, a dentist. She was a dentist, and he was a pest control guy. So what's the latest?
She was my dentist.
Oh,
but,
really?
But the latest is, again, when you have a standoff like this, it's not crushing the standoff that makes the government look bad. It's all the things they do on the periphery that really show their true colors. And one of the things they've done, they're still doing things. So what they did, the most latest abuse, actually wasn't by the federal government, but by one of the local governments in relation to this standoff. And that is that they prevented Joe Haas. Do you remember Joe Haas?
Joe is a eccentric old guy here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's about right.
The one.
Joe Haas, very fun to talk to, but not for too long.
So that's a good way to sum him up. He's kind of like a conspiracy kook guy who's like all like constitutionalist character. Yeah. But if he gets up in front of a panel at the State House, get ready to wait for quite a while. And they don't like him at all when he gets up there because he's always meandering all over the place. And so, yeah, what about this guy?
Well, he tried to go to – they're still having auctions for the Brown property that they're selling off. And so he tried to go – he tried to go to one of these auctions in Nashua. And Nashua, I guess someone called the police on him or whatnot, and he was prevented from going to this federal auction.
Why?
And buying it.
Probably made a scene. Hmm? He what?
Well, he was prevented from going to the federal auction and buying things. And so he's, at least that's what he claims, and he's suing Nashua.
Oh, okay.
I have one of those, that's a great idea, you should do that kind of ideas right now, which is, for somebody who's more active than me, but I think it would be really funny to establish some kind of a fund to keep people going to these auctions, especially since it's been 10 years, to continue to buy this property, to see how long It can be shifted from property owner to property owner who refuses to pay taxes on it. So just see how long you can keep the taxes on the property unpaid.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. When they put a property up for tax sale, you have to pay the taxes in order to bid.
Whatever's
unpaid on the property. So if you have a house and you don't pay
taxes
on it.
Are you sure that bid isn't part of part of the total cost of the property?
No, so the way it works is, let's say you have your property, you own it free and clear from the bank,
right?
And you just haven't paid taxes for a couple of years. The state of New Hampshire, or in this case the federal government, stole it, but normally it's the state or the city or whatever that takes your property. They legally take it on paper, and then they take it to what they call a tax sale. So let's say you're behind by $12,000, $15,000, let's say that. They will then sell that property with a minimum bid of $15,000 at that point.
Right.
So somebody could buy your property for $16,000 if nobody else bids on the property, and then essentially they pay the $15,000 towards the tax bill, and they get the property for the extra grand on top.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, unfortunately, you can't do whatever. They figured that out, and they're not going to let you do that. But, Dave, do you know what kind of property they're selling? I knew they had a house, but is it like cars and, you know, snowblowers? Or, like, what do they got?
All I know is that that Joe wanted to buy the podium that was seen on Fox News, you know, whenever Ed would come out to make one of his rambling statements, you know, that was the podium he stood in front of. And Joe wanted that podium as a souvenir, but apparently he wasn't allowed to bid on it, and someone else bought it for $20.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I would not expect his lawsuit to necessarily go anywhere. I think that he's the kind of guy who files his own suit, so he probably isn't hiring an attorney. And if you don't hire an attorney, you're going to have a tough time within the court system. And I know he has lost, other lawsuits.
Yeah, I'm wondering what his basis is for the suit.
Probably discrimination.
You don't lose a lawsuit when you lose a lawsuit, in the sense you win by tying down the government. I mean, I could tie them down all year.
That's a strange way to view the court system. I mean, if you are in the courts, you're losing, because you're losing your time at the very least. You're certainly losing a little bit of money for filing fees, even if you're handling it yourself. If you're handling it with an attorney, you're going to lose a lot more than filing fees. And then even if you so-called win, which he's not likely to win, but even if you do win, you're still out all that time. And that's all time that you could have been doing something productive with, something that you actually enjoy, unless you enjoy sitting in court.
If you're having fun. So that's another historical precedent in New Hampshire is Christopher King, who had a similar problem in Nashville, where he tried to attend the Kelly Ayotte event. She was the senator for a while. And they wouldn't let her, they wouldn't let him attend the Kelly Ayotte event with his camera to film. So, he sued over that. And, I went to court with him to watch this process. And yes, he absolutely earned his time in there, even though he lost, because he was tying down.
He was an attorney.
Judge. He was tying down all these Republican attorneys. And, it was amazing how much they threw at him. And it didn't hurt him any. It wasted their time.
So there's this thing called vexatious litigation, where if your purpose is exactly that, just to tie up the hands of the person you're filing suit against, and you do it repeatedly, not just once, but lots of times, that's actually a crime in some states.
Well, and it's not going to take down the state, because all they'll do is hire more attorneys. Thanks, Dave, for the call. Appreciate the update there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump at the White House today says the witch hunt continues.
The witch hunt continues. The fact is that there was no collusion. There was a hoax. There was no anything. And they want to do that instead of getting legislation passed. 81 people or organizations got letters.
Comments from the president after the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee says they will be looking into more things regarding President Trump and his associates and members of the administration. First responders in Alabama continue to hunt for survivors after a devastating tornado killed at least 23 people, injuring dozens more. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey.
Our hearts and prayers go out to these people who have lost their family members and friends and all those who are impacted by these storms.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
And also, coming up in about 3 months, just over 3 months from now, ForkFest 2019. It is the decentralized camping festival here in New Hampshire, and it comes the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which probably more people have heard of that. That event's entering its 15th year, and ForkFest is entering its 3rd year. You can go to forkfest.party and learn more about the event there. Now, the most important thing you need to know about ForkFest is that it is not an organized festival as far as there's no central organization. There's no board of directors. There's no organizer. It's just the 5 days prior to ForkFest, or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And you kind of decide what to do on your own. So if you want to organize a thing for the other attendees, then please, by all means. You want to put on a seminar. You want to put on a musical event. You want to put on a poker game. Already we've had Steven Zeiler call in from AnyPay.Global announcing they're going to have a rave tent basically every single night during ForkFest this year. So the party level is definitely going to be going up, which is good news. And then also Jay Noon has announced he's going to be performing what he's calling Man Camp. at ForkFest. So who knows what else is going to get cooked up. I've heard people talking about doing some food vending as well, so I'm very interested to see what comes about. It's really completely up to you if you're going to attend. If you just want to take it easy and camp with some other liberty-minded folks, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, libertarians, they're going to be there, and it'll be at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, June 13th through the 18th, ForkFest 2019. Again, June 13th through the 18th, go to ForkFest.party. There's a link there to the ForkFest Telegram chat room where there's at least 50 people in there. And I would say there's chat almost every day at the ForkFest chat. And then there's also the ForkFest forums over at ForkFest.party. As we continue here, we were talking about this Captain Marvel controversy. Johnson, you had a story about it from Wired Magazine, and I guess we haven't really gotten into, I don't think, the meat of the piece here yet, but essentially this Captain Marvel movie, it's about to come out this week. It involves a female main star, this Captain Marvel. Brie Larson was her name? Is that
right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's the actress.
Okay, what else do we need to know?
Well, it goes on here to say this influx of, you know, horrible reviews has been stopped by the valiant efforts of Rotten Tomatoes. And
right, Rotten Tomatoes turned off commenting before the movie comes out, right?
Yeah.
But for all their movies, is
yes,
that right?
Okay. Yeah. This, for fans and presumably studios, is a long overdue reprieve. This is the opinion of the writer of this article.
Reprieve from the horrors and people saying bad things about you?
The horrors of attention to movies. So it's nearly impossible to tell which comments are from actual fans and which are from users. Just out for the lulz. Movies ranging from Baywatch to Star Wars The Last Jedi have recently found themselves subjected to trollishly harsh reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. In some cases, the negative comments are earned, but in others, as was the case with The Last Jedi and, to a lesser degree, the all-female Ghostbusters.
Which wasn't that bad, by the way. I did watch it, finally.
I still haven't watched that. The poor ratings have seemed driven by racist and or sexist motives from fans who don't appreciate diversity in their movies. They also might have been fueled by Russian trolls.
Is that a serious comment?
It's in parentheses here, but it's in the article. I don't know whether or not it's serious or not,
wow,
considering the
Let's
rest
just
of the time.
Blame
well, they
the
believe
Russians.
It.
Just yeah. Blame the Russians for everything you don't like on the internet.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It also happens that from time to time a movie gets a terrible. Maybe it's they think it's Russian trolls because of the name of the site is RT.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Post to Russia Today. It also happens that from time to time a movie gets a terrible RT score from critics and fan claim bias on the part of professional reviewers, as was the case with Justice League. This writer is not very intelligent.
Hard to find good help.
I mean, I've seen just about any of the DC movies, and I've seen quite a few of them, and they've been just a series of awful movies. But anyway, there's my review. Sorry if you're a DC fan. So, will Rotten Tomatoes' new changes come in time to save Captain Marvel from the trolls?
It won't matter. I mean, look, I understand the website is popular. There's no doubt about it. And that was your defense here, Johnson, is a popular website. And still, even on popular websites, comments are only going to be a fraction of the viewers.
Yeah.
People that go to Rotten Tomatoes.
The censorship thing is the greater thing that is just infecting everywhere on the internet these days.
All right, so I'm going to go to bat for Rotten Tomatoes because you guys sound like you're against this decision, and I'm going to argue why they should do this.
Okay.
Because comments are a waste. Comments are a wasteland and a troll zone, and they're generally just awful overall. So if you're looking for people to have a more positive experience on your website, then turning off comments is a reasonable approach to do that, I think.
For this website, I disagree, because the point of Rotten Tomatoes was to get the public to comment. Like,
and
that's
to
what Rotten Tomatoes
movies.
Is.
True. It's true.
It's for people to post their opinions about the movies.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's unfair for them to say, okay, you can post your opinion about the movie after it has been released. Yeah. And that's all they're saying here is that, look, we've looked at these comments before movies have come out, and they're overwhelmingly negative, and that's not fair. It's not fair for somebody to be able to get in there and S-talk a thing that hasn't even come out yet. I mean, how many times have you seen a movie trailer that looked great, but the movie itself was terrible? Or conversely, a movie trailer that wasn't really that great, but then you ended up seeing the movie and you're like, oh my God, this is totally different than what the trailer made it look like. This was a great film. I mean, so even if you've seen some amount of marketing for the thing, you may be able to comment on the trailer and everything on some other site, but I don't blame them for, I really don't blame them for turning this up. In the same way that
I actually have to, speaking of comic book movies, promote a movie series right now, because I almost wouldn't have watched them because of the director. M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, okay. What series?
For people that don't know, M. Night Shyamalan has done some very, very terrible movies.
And a couple of good ones.
Yeah, and a couple of good ones. The Happening, where, you know...
Is it a bad one or a good one?
Spoiler alert, the trees kill everybody.
Well, now I have to go see that. That sounds good.
It's really bad. What's the other one where the aliens come to a planet to kill everyone on Earth, but they're allergic to water? So they came to a planet where it literally falls from the sky.
Yeah.
You know, just some things where, like, his sci-fi movies are very, very implausible and kind of bad in terms of that. But overall, the movie is, you know, his other, like, I guess, approach and writing is not that bad, because he, you know, he works with good actors and...
The one where I see dead people. What was the name of that movie?
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
That's the only one I think I've seen.
Yeah, it was good.
Pretty good. So he did.
That's where he made his name.
Yeah.
And then presumably the remainder of them have not been that great.
I used to watch movies, so I saw that before I stopped.
So I don't know if many people know that this is a series, even. He did a movie a long time ago, like over a decade ago, by the name of Unbreakable with Bruce Willis.
Right. And Samuel L. Jackson.
And
right?
Samuel L. Jackson. And it was a...
We've been a great team since Die Hard 3, yeah. By the way.
So it was a comic book based movie. It was like a comic book plot.
But was it actually based on a comic book?
It was not actually based on a comic book, but it was based on comic books and them there being like real superheroes, essentially.
In real life,
real life superheroes, that there are people who are stronger and weaker.
Uh-huh.
And
he made a sequel.
He made two sequels.
Oh, already?
Yes.
I thought another one just came out. Wasn't it?
It was not made very clear that they were all in the same universe and part of a trilogy.
So all three of them are out already?
They're all out.
Oh, okay.
One is in theaters now.
What's that one called?
Glass.
Glass, okay. What was the middle one?
Split.
Oh, okay, never even heard of that one.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
By itself,
all right.
It's fantastic.
More on the way here. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm and hop in there, and you can talk to us about whatever you want. Now, coming up here tonight, we still have the Operation Choke Point. Laurel's been doing a lot of research on that, so we're going to get deeper into that discussion. And Ian Laurel and Johnson in the studio with you. Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We do have our Twitch channel. That is where we do live streaming of video of the show when we're live, which, of course, is every single night, 7 nights a week, from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. You can follow our Twitch channel by going to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. And you can hit the follow button there once you've signed into the Twitch site, which, of course, is free to do. Now, you can also send us your Twitch Prime subscription. What's Twitch Prime, you ask? Well, you may have it, but you don't realize it. If you subscribe to Amazon Prime, and there's a lot of people that do, one of the perks that Amazon gives you is one free Twitch subscription every single month. So if you didn't even know you had it, then we sure would appreciate it if you'd send it over to us. All you have to do is go to our channel, and then you hit the subscribe option on the channel. And actually, there's some instructions right below our video window that'll tell you how to link up your Amazon account with your Twitch account, which is not hard to do at all because, well, Amazon bought Twitch a long time ago.
You know that that subscription, though, does not just stick around with the same streamer. They have to go and do it every
month.
Single month.
I know, which is why we're down to 25 subscribers from, like, 40. So yeah, if you've got Amazon Prime, just follow the instructions you'll find just below the video on twitch.lrn.fm. Link up your accounts, and then it's easy to subscribe from that point on. There's actually a little reminder thing that'll come up on the video.
It's also very easy to forget unless you're like...
That's why we're reminding you.
Yeah. Yeah. There may be people on the channel going, oh, I'm not subscribed.
Yeah, so thanks in advance for doing that. We certainly do appreciate it.
Are you an affiliate yet there?
No, it's going to be a long time. Oh, wait, no, partner. Yeah, we're an affiliate. We're not a partner.
If you're an affiliate now,
Yeah.
So one of the things, if you're an affiliate and someone is subscribed to your channel, you should do this immediately. You can set up now as an affiliate some icons. You know the emotes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can set up channel-specific emotes. That's one of the biggest reminders is if someone is in the channel and has access to the emotes, they know they're a sub. If they can't use the emote or they can't see the emote, then they know that they're not subbed anymore because it's very hard to know whether or not you're subbed or not otherwise.
I see what you're saying. There is actually a little video window thing that pops up on the video. It looks like a little king's crown that you can click on, so that's a handy reminder as well. Anyway, check it out at twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. More on Marvel. Captain Marvel, there's still more to say on that, right? Coming up here. But first, we go to Wilson is in Virginia, actually watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, Wilson.
Yeah, how we doing? I just wanted to first time, but I was just getting to the point. Apprenticeships, I am impressed with what's available out here, period. I thought the only thing they had apprenticeships in the States, specifically speaking, I'm from Puerto Rico, is everything. They got, I liked what a coworker just told me the other day. They got plenty of lanes out here from everything from jeweler to be a jeweler to flipping work on, I'll just take my point on the what do you think about apprenticeships they have out here?
Okay, so I'm new to the idea of an apprenticeship is different from an intern, right? An apprenticeship, is that somebody who works closer with...
And you get paid while you're doing
out
it.
Here? Is the United States in whole, or...?
He means in the U.S. He's from
the States, Quebec, Niagara Falls, everything.
It's common to do apprenticeships in skilled trades, and you get paid while you're learning the trade. That's what an apprenticeship is all about.
That's pretty sweet, so you don't actually have to pay to go to school.
You may have to take classes, and it depends on the trade. Some of them you just have to pass an exam, so this class is toward the exam, but to get licensed, you don't have to take the class, you just have to pass the exam.
So is this not a thing in Puerto Rico, Wilson?
There is. It's very, very hard to get in. Case in point, welding. I swear you have to be a family member.
Well, part of the reason why it's easier in the U.S. is because there's been so much emphasis on university education, and there's been sort of a social stigma placed on skilled trades, which I think is very misplaced. People in skilled trades are honest workers and make a lot of money.
Sure,
so
they do.
It's very, it's really, I think, the universities who've been pushing this idea that people who go to universities are better than people who don't, and also the idea that you can only make money if you go to college.
Total
really
myth.
Been pushing that one is total myth.
Yeah.
And so we see a lot of people going to college who maybe would have been better off if they'd done a skilled trade, and we have a vacuum in the skilled trade. So if you have a child, a son or a daughter who's 17, 18 and is trying to decide what to do with their lives, hey, talk to them about a skilled trade. You can make good money.
Wilson, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for watching us on Twitch. There's more coming up here with your calls and thoughts. Welcome at 855-450-FREE. Matthew is on the line in Louisiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, good evening. So I think I heard Sarah on the Rush Limbaugh show.
No way!
Yes, well.
I swear it sounded just like her. She was calling to challenge Rush on his conservatism because he was supporting, you know, the evil orange man. And it was kind of an interesting exchange because she kept coming at him under this, you know, what do conservatives stand for? And eventually he just said, you know, we're just for keeping people like you out of power.
That's all he had, huh? Because, you know, it's hard for a conservative to answer the question of what they stand for, because they don't have any principles.
Well, it is nowadays, because...
Well, I disagree with that.
Really? What are the conservative principles?
Don't have sex.
I don't think that's one of them.
Acting for enjoyment. Work hard and try to keep all of your money.
Okay. Now, what do you think the conservative principles are?
Well, generally, a conservative is someone who's trying to keep the good things that we've had in the past. And in my case, I believe that's the Constitution and freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. I think the Bill of Rights is under attack, and I want to conserve the Bill of Rights.
So only the good things but not the bad things from the past?
That would be the idea, yeah.
So who decides what were the good things and what were the bad things?
Well, it's going to be the individual person decides what that is for themselves.
There's no actual principle there. It's all completely arbitrary.
The only problem with that is because we've been moving more and more to a more restrictive society, both in, you know, every direction imaginable. It's like, for some reason, I'm supposed to be shocked because the Democrats endorse, there's some Democrat candidate, I think it might be Kamala Harris, who endorses legalizing prostitution, which is something I'd like to discuss, and legalizing drugs. Again, something I'd like to discuss.
Wow, I'm surprised that there's actually a candidate who supports both of those things.
Well, the Westover program, I can guarantee.
It's terrifying.
But so does that make me a non-conservative? Because I, you know, I'm opening to discussing any ideas.
Yeah, well, I couldn't tell you what a conservative means. I mean, because, you know, it doesn't really mean much of anything, as Laurel just pointed out. It means preserving
the good things from the past,
which you might think the things in the past that were good are different from what another conservative might think are in the
past.
That's
why people talk to each other and try to come to a consensus. But there's going to be the individual politics of the person and then the politics of the group, and they intersect as much as possible so that the group can act together. But I don't think that that's unique to conservatism.
Well, progressives are also completely arbitrary as well. So.
For the same reasons?
No, not necessarily. But
okay, so what are the reasons you think it's arbitrary?
The whole thing is being able to conduct a dialogue. And that is increasingly, it's very difficult to do with the left because you express an opinion that's different from theirs and you're a Nazi.
Right.
You may not be German or socialist or a worker, but you're a Nazi.
It seems like the only principle that conservatives and progressives have is to listen to whatever it is the people who are in power say and agree with it. That seems to be the only consistency because, you know, the progressives might tell you they're anti-war, but then as soon as Obama gets elected in office and starts dropping bombs, then they're all of a sudden in favor of war. You know, because then it's their guy who's doing the war. Oh, and the conservatives, they say they're for smaller government until their guys get in charge, in which case then they make the government bigger, and everything's totally fine.
I think so, there's different factions within each of these groups, and there's there's factions within conservatism that don't want expansion of government.
I don't believe in the left-right paradigm. It really is a square. It may even be a cube. Because you would be up there with the anti-authoritarian economic freedom crowd, whereas somebody else might be anti-authoritarian as far as personal freedom, but totally in for the government providing the wound to the tomb.
Matthew, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-3 like freedom. You are invited to join us here. We got a full couple hours to go. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. More on Captain Marvel and Choke Point coming up.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.